In this bulletin, Victoria records 7 new cases of COVID-19 and another 5 deaths. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian to face a vote of no confidence. And in football, Cristiano Ronaldo tests positive for COVID-19. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Victoria has recorded 7 new cases of COVID-19 and another 5 deaths. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average has dropped from 10 to 9.6, with 14 infections from an unknown source. But regional Victoria's case average has risen from 0.4 to 0.6 after 3 new infections were confirmed in Shepparton. The Shepparton cluster has been directly linked to the Chadstone Shopping Centre and Kilmore outbreaks. And New South Wales has detected 11 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. New data shows more than 1 million Australians have contacted mental health services during the pandemic. The figures from the Commonwealth Health Department show there's been a 15% increase in Australians seeking psychological support since March and a 31% spike in Victoria alone in the past 4 weeks. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's particularly concerned that demand for the mental health service Beyond Blue is 77% higher in Victoria than the rest of the country.
My message again, today and every day, to the Premier of Victoria is please understand the impact that the lockdown and these harsh restrictions are having on people's mental health. Please give the people of Victoria their freedom back this weekend.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the integrity of the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian as her former partner faces a corruption inquiry. Former Wagga Wagga MP Darryl Maguire is being questioned by the Independent Commission Against Corruption for the first time since it was revealed he had a 5-year relationship with Ms. Berejiklian. The ICAC is investigating a range of allegations against Mr. Maguire, including that he misused his public office to broker property deals in Western Sydney that would financially benefit him. Ms. Berejiklian has denied any knowledge of the 61-year-old's dealings, something which Mr. Morrison has told Radio 2GB should be believed.
I've known Gladys for a long time, and I can speak for her integrity, and I thought this week she showed a lot of humility, to be honest. That would have been incredibly tough to admit to some personal decisions that obviously she regrets, and she's been very upfront with people, and I think very vulnerable with people about it, but in that vulnerability there's been great strength.
United States Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has declined to provide her opinions on key issues on the second day of her Senate confirmation hearing. The conservative judge repeatedly refused to answer questions on matters that could come before the court, including abortion, guns, and health care. Despite previously taking positions indicating she's pro-gun rights, anti-immigration, anti-abortion, and critical of the Obamacare health law, she insists she doesn't have a political agenda.
Part of the rationale for courts adhering to the rule of law and for judges taking great care to avoid imposing their policy preferences is that it's inconsistent with democracy. Nobody wants to live in accord with the law of Amy. I'm sure my children don't even want to do that. So I can't, as a judge, get up on the bench and say, you're going to live by my policy preferences because I have life tenure and you can't kick me out if you don't like them.
To football, Portugal's head coach Fernando Santos says star player Cristiano Ronaldo is doing well after testing positive for COVID-19. The 35-year-old striker returned a positive result after a routine test and isn't currently showing any symptoms of the virus. Santos says he's being isolated from other teammates and staff.
He says he wants to play. He shouts to us, I want to play. But he's doing well. He's asymptomatic. He has no problems. He doesn't even know exactly what happened to him.
And now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Hobart, becoming cloudy and 19. Canberra, cloudy and 20. Wollongong, a possible shower, 20 degrees. Sydney, cloudy and 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 24. Brisbane, much the same, 27. Cairns, also partly cloudy and 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.